All right, welcome back to the deep dive. We're always looking for recipes that sound delicious and fun to try, but also, you know, actually doable on a busy weeknight.
Yeah, gotta love a recipe that checks all those boxes.
Definitely. And you guys sent in one that really caught our eye, Buffalo Barbecue Wild Turkey Meatballs.
Oh yeah, that one's got some real potential.
It does. So today we're gonna go beyond just the ingredients and the steps and really dive deep into this recipe. You provided some great information about it, like everything from the meatball basics to that enticing buffalo barbecue sauce, different ways to serve it, the health perspective, how to tweak it for your tastes, smart cooking tips, and even some answers to some common questions that might pop up.
Sounds like we've got a lot to uncover.
We do. Okay, let's start with the heart of it all, the wild turkey meatballs. The recipe calls for, of course, ground wild turkey, and then breadcrumbs, an egg to bind it all together, finely chopped onion and minced garlic, and then obviously salt and pepper. So what are your initial thoughts on this combination?
Well, right off the bat, starting with wild turkey is an interesting choice.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
Well, it's naturally lean, and it's got a slightly different flavor than something like ground chicken. A little more depth, I'd say.
More depth, okay.
Some people might even describe it as having a hint of gaminess.
Oh, gaminess, okay. So what about those who might be a little hesitant about that gaminess?
That's a great question. The thing is, the other ingredients in the recipe, especially that bold buffalo barbecue sauce, they really help balance out any gaminess. It's more like it adds a layer of complexity to the flavor, rather than being the dominant flavor.
It's not going to hit you over the head with that gamey flavor.
Exactly. Okay. Plus, you know, using good quality, fresh wild turkey makes a big difference.
Yeah, that makes sense. So in terms of actually making the meatballs, the recipe keeps it pretty straightforward. Combine all those ingredients, mix it up until it's just incorporated, don't overwork it, and then shape them into whatever size you prefer.
You know, that simplicity is a big plus for a lot of people. It's not intimidating, even if you're not a seasoned cook. And being able to choose the size is great for flexibility. Smaller meatballs would be perfect for appetizers, and then bigger ones can be more of a main course situation.
Yeah, you can totally adapt them to fit the occasion. Okay, now let's move on to the sauce, because this is where things get really interesting.
Yeah, the sauce is key.
It is. So this buffalo barbecue sauce has a very concise ingredient list: hot sauce, honey, and butter. But those three ingredients together, it just sounds like a flavor explosion waiting to happen.
Right. You've got that push and pull between spicy and sweet, and then the butter adds this richness that rounds it all out.
So how do those three ingredients, even though it's such a simple list, how do they work together to create such a dynamic flavor?
Well, the hot sauce brings the heat, obviously, but it also has that tangy, vinegary flavor that cuts through the richness.
I see. Okay.
And then the honey comes in with its natural sweetness to balance out the spice, and it also adds a depth of flavor.
Right. It's not just plain sugar, it's honey.
Exactly. And then the butter, well, butter makes everything better, right? It gives that luxurious texture and helps bring everything together, creating a really smooth and delicious sauce.
You know, it's funny because when you break down those three simple ingredients like that, it makes so much sense how they work together to make such a flavorful sauce.
It's all about balance.
Yeah. Now, the source also mentions adding barbecue sauce to this mix, which I thought was kind of intriguing.
Oh, yeah. That's a really interesting twist.
Yeah. So how does that change things?
Well, adding barbecue sauce brings in a whole other layer of complexity. Most barbecue sauces have a smoky flavor, a tomato base, and often even more sweetness or tanginess, depending on the type of barbecue sauce you use.
Wait, there are so many different kinds.
Exactly. So it definitely shifts the flavor profile a bit, makes it maybe a little more familiar and less focused on just that hot sauce honey butter combination.
So you've got even more options for customization depending on what kind of barbecue sauce you prefer.
Precisely. It's all about tailoring it to your taste.
And luckily, the cooking process for this sauce is super quick. You just melt the butter, whisk in the hot sauce, the honey, and of course the barbecue sauce if you're using it, stir it until it's heated through, and then simmer it for a bit to thicken it up.
And that simmering time, even though it's short, is important. It lets those flavors really meld together.
Yeah, and that thicker consistency is going to be key for clinging to those meatballs.
Absolutely.
All right, so imagine this. You've got your perfectly cooked meatballs. You've got this incredible sauce. All you have to do is pour that sauce all over the meatballs in a nice serving dish and make sure they're completely coated. I mean, it sounds almost too easy.
Sometimes the best things are the simplest.
That's true. And then, of course, you've got to think about what to serve them with. The source gives a bunch of ideas, the classic mashed potatoes and rice, which are perfect for soaking up that delicious sauce. But then they also suggest things like crunchy coleslaw or steamed veggies, which adds a different dimension to the meal.
Yeah, I love that they suggest contrasting textures and flavors. And of course, who can resist some crusty bread for dipping in that extra sauce?
Nobody. They've really covered all the bases. Now, moving beyond the recipe itself, the source also talks about some potential health benefits, specifically highlighting the lean protein in wild turkey. That's something a lot of people are prioritizing these days.
Absolutely. And that lean protein is a big selling point for wild turkey. It's a great option if you're trying to cut back on fat without sacrificing protein in your diet.
So you can still enjoy those comfort food flavors without all the guilt.
Exactly. Now, it's important to remember that the overall nutritional value of the meal depends on what else you serve with it. But starting with a lean protein base is definitely a step in the right direction.
It's a good foundation. And then, of course, there's the fun part, making this recipe your own. The source offers several ways to customize it. You could use ground chicken or lean ground beef instead of wild turkey.
Right, lots of options there.
You can adjust the heat level by choosing a different hot sauce or using more or less of it.
And you can even make it gluten-free by using almond flour or crushed gluten-free crackers instead of breadcrumbs. It's great that they've thought about different dietary needs and preferences.
It's all about making it work for you. Now, on to the expert advice, the pro tips that can make all the difference. The source really emphasizes the importance of shaping the meatballs consistently for even cooking.
Yeah, that's crucial for making sure they all cook through at the same rate.
And they also recommend cooking the meatballs in batches to avoid overcrowding the pan.
Right. If you overcrowd the pan, they'll steam instead of browning properly. You want those nice crispy edges.
Exactly. And then probably the most important tip, they say to use a meat thermometer to ensure the meatballs reach an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's 74 degrees Celsius for our listeners who use the metric system.
Thank you. So why is that temperature so crucial, especially when dealing with ground poultry?
Well, ground poultry needs to be cooked all the way through to make sure it's safe to eat.
Right, to eliminate any harmful bacteria.
Exactly. A meat thermometer takes the guesswork out of it and ensures that your meatballs are not only cooked through, but also juicy and not overcooked.
It's a must-have tool for any kitchen. All right, the source also anticipates some common questions, which is super helpful. They address using store-bought barbecue sauce, which can definitely be a time saver.
Yeah, especially in those busy weeknights.
And they confirm that you can freeze leftover cooked meatballs for up to 3 months, so you can make a big batch and enjoy them later.
Meal prep win.
Exactly. Now, they also suggest baking the meatballs as an alternative to frying them. They recommend 375 degrees Fahrenheit or 190 Celsius for about 20 to 25 minutes.
Well, that's a great option if you're looking for a slightly healthier cooking method.
So what are the main benefits of baking versus frying?
Well, baking typically uses less added fat than frying, so you can be a healthier choice. And it's also a more hands-off approach. Once you pop those meatballs in the oven, you can pretty much just let them do their thing. You'll still get a nicely cooked meatball, though the exterior might not be as crispy as a fried one.
It's a good trade-off for convenience and health. Now, for anyone who's a little worried about the spiciness, the source reassures them that you can definitely adjust it by using less hot sauce or choosing a milder variety. They also point out that leftover buffalo barbecue sauce can be used for so much more than just these meatballs.
Yeah, that sauce is pretty versatile.
It is. It can be a marinade for other proteins, a dipping sauce, even a topping for roasted vegetables.
I love the idea of using it as a marinade. The vinegar and the hot sauce can help tenderize the meat, and it infuses it with so much flavor.
So you're not just making a sauce for one dish. You're creating a flavor powerhouse that can enhance all sorts of meals.
All right, so let's bring this deep dive to a close. Sounds good.
We've really uncovered some interesting stuff about these buffalo barbecue wild turkey meatballs. It's a fundamentally simple recipe, using lean wild turkey as a flavorful base. You've got that amazing buffalo barbecue sauce, which is quick to prepare and perfectly balances spicy and sweet notes. And then you have the versatility in serving options, the potential health benefits, and the opportunity to customize it to your heart's content.
Plus all those helpful cooking tips and answers to common questions that can make all the difference in the kitchen.
Exactly. So as you think about this recipe, we encourage you to get creative. What other ground meats could you try? What about different sweeteners instead of honey? How about exploring different cuisines and flavor profiles with those lean ground turkey meatballs? Maybe a teriyaki glaze or a smoky chipotle sauce.
Ooh, chipotle, that's a great idea.
Right. This recipe really is just a starting point for your own culinary adventures. Thanks for joining us for this delicious deep dive.
It's been fun.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
See you then.